Exactly, but that's exactly the point, right? It's a totally different kind of, corporate storytelling in that it's, a lot less about the product and really, like you say, much more about the results. And that's what I think is so cool about it.
The story with Joe Grant is actually our most popular story. And I think it is because we're diving into the person, we're diving into this hacker mindset. You know, Joe Grant, he was this hacker. He was, in front of the Supreme Court. He had a show on Discovery Channel. So it was this, he's this just interesting guy and talking about hacking electronics and the hacker mindset. And we're just going to explore this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Altium On Track podcast. I'm your host, Zach Peterson, and today we are talking with Ben Kitzinger, producer and director of Altium Stories. This is going to be a real treat. If you've ever seen the Altium Stories series, you know how well done they are, and I'm really excited to talk to Ben about the series. Ben, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Zach.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, I've seen many of the Altium stories. I have a couple of favorites, and I'm really interested to talk to you about the series. So if you could, just briefly tell us about the Altium Stories series for those who are unaware.
Yeah, so Altium Stories really captures the untold stories of engineers out there and how they make an impact in the world through engineering, specifically electrical engineering. So we go ahead and, we explore their story, not just from a technical perspective, but really the challenges, the triumphs that they have, the innovations that they go through, but also the passion that they have in engineering. Obviously, engineers, they have a deep passion for creating, making a difference in the world. And that's what we want to capture.
Yeah, this sounds like a really great way to get to know some of the founders and, I guess, get inside their head a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And they have a lot of knowledge and they love to share that knowledge as well. So we know that our audience are mostly electrical engineers or people in the technology industry, especially electronics. And there is a big educational aspect to it as well. So we really want to know, we want to get into the mindset of people, but we also want to inspire people to maybe, do things differently the next time they approach a problem after watching. So if we see that people, do things differently, change their approach, change their mindset, I think we did our job with the series and we achieved our goal.
I think one thing that's interesting is, I'm not sure how often you get to capture this, but being able to capture whatever it was that led to that eureka moment for somebody who is an entrepreneur or is an innovator. Sometimes those moments are really pedestrian. They're sitting at your desk staring at something and all of a sudden, this great idea emerges. They're not really grand like you would expect. So I'm wondering, have you had people really, fawn over some of their eureka moments?
Yeah, we actually that's always a question we ask. It's like the origin story of why did they start doing their business, and it's always different. It's always a different story, and so very exciting. It is very exciting to go and dive deeper and see where they come from. And sometimes it is pretty straightforward. They came out of college, they came out of the education, and they wanted to apply whatever they did into the real world. But sometimes it is really traumatic, and we're actually preparing now for a shoot with Safety by Celia, and she has no background in engineering, but she had a she was a victim of an assault on the street and lived for a long time with this post-traumatic thoughts, and she kind of wrote it down on a piece of paper. She wrote down on a piece of paper what things that would make her feel safe. And one time she had the idea, hey, I can make a bracelet that looks like jewelry. And so as we kind of explored the story with her, it came like that the product that they made is a manifestation of that list. And so now when women, or they also they're also thinking to expand, of course, to other users. But when a woman now puts that bracelet on, they basically put on the list that she created, and everything that she kind of went through is now inside of one package in a product. And it's just, it can go from pretty straightforward to pretty deep.
Yeah, that's really not a type of, I guess you could say, customer success story that you expect to hear from any level of corporate marketing anywhere else in the electronics industry. I mean, that's really deeply personal.
Yes, it is. And I think that's what people might not expect from Altium stories. Because if you see Altium stories, you think, we're going to hear about Altium. And you do to a certain extent. But we really keep the focus more on their story, on the engineer's story, on the customer's story, on the impact that they make. And why is that? Because we as Altium, we share that passion for, hey, electronics and technology can really make an impact in people's lives. And we as Altium, we are an enabler of, making processes easier, really getting the electronics done from a software side. But the real impact in the real world is made through our customers. And we want to celebrate that. That's our shared passion. That's our shared, that's something that we want to celebrate and bring forward. And through that, also inspire others to do meaningful things with engineering. So yes, we talk about Altium and how we kind of facilitate the development of these solutions. But what really is the focus of the Altium stories episodes in specific is the customer and what they do, and kind of getting a deep dive into how they approach things and what matters to them. And if you go on our channel, you will see many examples of that.
The thing that really cemented it for me about it being that deeply personal was the episode with Joe Grand. And I think that's probably the most popular episode on the channel. Joe Grand, obviously, former podcast guest a couple years ago. And his story was very in-depth, mostly focusing on his personal life. Like, you didn't see a lot of hype around Altium Designer as a software product. You really got to know the guy in some of his personal challenges. I thought that was so interesting when I first saw it.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, the opening shot is him working on Altium Designer. So you might not even know.
Yeah. Exactly, but that's exactly the point, right? It's a totally different kind of, corporate storytelling, in that it's, a lot less about the product and really, like you say, much more about the results. And that's what I think is so cool about it.
Yeah, especially the story with Joe Grand is actually our most popular story. And I think it is because we're diving into the person, we're diving into this hacker mindset. Joe Grand, he was this hacker. He was, in front of the Supreme Court. He had a show on Discovery Channel. So it was he's this just interesting guy, and talking about hacking electronics and the hacker mindset. And we're just going to explore this, and I think it inspires a lot of people. We're getting a lot of positive responses in the comments. Obviously, the views and success of these episodes speak for themselves. And, it's rewarding to see that people benefit from that and that we get the chance to share those stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Now, with this being such a unique, I guess you could say, corporate marketing type of role, I just have to wonder, how did you start working in this role with Altium?
Yeah, I've been with Altium since 10 years. Okay. And personally, I've always been interested in storytelling, not necessarily video, but storytelling in graphic design, branding. I did music. I produced some electronic music. I just was fascinated of how you can tell stories with music. And video I landed on video because it has so many different layers, and I was fascinated by multimedia and combining media together. And video is just a powerful way to tell stories. It has so many layers. It has the music, it has the spoken word, it has the image, B-roll, and even the color correction, with the way that you color grade, you can, get people into a certain mood or emotional state. And on the other side, on the receiving end, it's just easy to, you know, consume. You watch a video and you kind of, you know, like watching a movie, you know, you're being entertained, you learn something, but it's easy, easier than reading, especially nowadays. We need to be mindful of a audience that has a, you know, shorter attention span, very high requirements on the content that they produce. So, yeah. And Altium Store specifically came out of the desire for any company, I think, to create customer success videos or customer success content, like customer testimonials. And we did that in the beginning, but we were just a little bit too curious and started to ask, you know, deeper questions that might made it into the final edit. And naturally, you know, seeing the response and internally, but also externally, we just kept going this direction of making it more a documentary film than a customer testimonial. No, that doesn't mean that we don't do testimonials. We do that. We have like an alternate edit that goes deeper into Altium. And I think that's something that people should also watch, because it shows how our customers are using Altium, how they benefit from it. I'm sure we can learn something from how they use it. That's still something that we want to do and that we feel is important. The Altium Stories side of things is us just going deeper, us celebrating alongside our customers the impact that electronics makes, the process of engineering, the mindset. Yeah, just sharing that passion with our community.
I think most corporate marketing folks, if they were asked to do this kind of thing, would not have probed so deeply into the either the technology or the eureka moments. So, of course, I think it helps to point out that your background is not just multimedia, it's not just film, but you actually have, I believe, a background in computer science?
Yeah, yes. That's my major. It was computer science and media.
That's an interesting combo.
Well, it was because computer science was a detour for me to get where I actually wanted to go. So I was interested in motion graphics and all this stuff from very early on. So when I was 14 years old, I started, you know, doing tutorials on how to do great motion graphics and use the storytelling in all kinds of, in the things that I mentioned before. But we didn't have the funds to go to the university that I wanted to go. Art school was too artsy for me, I would say. You know, it was a little bit too artsy. And so I just, like, I'm originally from Austria, and in Austria we have the privilege to join university free of cost. And so, you know, I just went there and I saw a banner. It said computer science in medicine. I was like, okay, now computer science in economy, computer science in media. I was like, hey, that's for me, you know? So yeah. I just went, signed up, and then did computer science. And, you know, it was very interesting. I actually, sometimes I miss programming because I really enjoyed that hunting the box, or how do you want to say it, and then getting that. And then out of this, song, it works, and you're just like, oh, yeah. You know, it's just for electrical engineers is probably, you know, the LED is blinking, and that's the success. So I can identify a little bit with that technical side of things. And I think, yeah, it can benefit.
Yeah, it's the, like, yes kind of moment when it finally works, right?
Exactly, yes. Do you hear the trash truck in the back?
So one thing I have to ask, I think I mentioned my favorite story was Joe Grand. And that was the most popular one. There's actually, I think, a second place story, which was Light Matter, which I thought was really interesting as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite stories that you filmed?
That's so difficult. So I think there are some stories that I thought about that question a lot, right? I'm thinking, and every story is just so unique. It's really hard to pick out one, right? They are so unique in their own way. Either, you know, the founding stories are interesting, or the impact that they make is so interesting. But yeah, Light Matter is definitely one that's interesting from a technology perspective, and how it can displace, you know, conventional chips with optical chips, and just the whole impact that that has on data centers with AI and things like that. There's also, you know, when it comes to human stories with the humanitarian aspect, you know, we had stories with Project Vive, who built this Voice Box, which enabled people with cerebral palsy to operate a computer, or to speak, or to you know just communicate with the world. So they built this Voice Box, and something like, you know, Stephen Hawking would have. But those devices are expensive, and they were a startup, and they built this device, and you can buy it for like $500, make it available to people. And so they made it available to this woman with cerebral palsy who couldn't speak anymore, but she loved poetry. She loved to create poetry. And then through that device, she could present the poem that she wrote to an audience and see the reaction. And so this gives me chills, right? This gives me goosebumps to think about that. And that was that. That's engineering can make an impact on people, can enable them again. And so, yeah, I mean, there are other stories on our YouTube channel that have a similar background, but also some of them are just really inspirational, you know, how to start a business, how to go from maker to market. We have a couple of those examples where people started with an Arduino and then worked their way towards mass market. So how do you do that? And for that, we had the Arduboy, which is like a mini game console. Actually, I have it somewhere here. But yeah, it's a mini game console. He started with Arduino and then went to China, manufacturing, and worked with people just to figure out how can I mass produce this thing, and the kind of pitfalls that they went through. And yeah, there are many.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's really interesting. And the woman that received the voice box, please tell me that you were able to actually talk to her or interview her. Were you able to?
We were able to talk to a young gentleman that we had the privilege to visit. We didn't meet that specific lady that I mentioned, but we had her captured separately. But we met this... this other gentleman, and he was just, you know, locked in his chair, in his wheelchair, and it was hard for him to communicate. But he had they provided him a tablet and, you know, everything he needed in order to kind of communicate. And it was really touching to see his mother talk to us as well, and her expressing just, you know, that she could have more of a relationship with her son, you know, through that technology, which was harder before, you know, because now he can express his needs more. He can, you know, he express himself more broadly, you know. So she talked about the relationship and just like as a caregiver, how much easier it is and less frustrating it all became. So yeah.
So when you approach companies to participate in the series, how do they react? Are they excited to share what they're doing? Are they hesitant? Are they maybe skeptical because maybe it might be seen as kind of a piece of corporate marketing? Or what's the reaction?
So that really depends on the size of the company. Okay. You know? So usually, you know, of course, larger companies are usually not in a dire need to get exposure, or they don't have the time or resources to spend on working with us on a documentary film. They oftentimes are also a little bit hesitant about sharing about their technology. So they are just like in general, a little bit more blocked off from press or media or kind of media productions. So it's a little bit harder, but we do have larger companies. And for example, Karcher in Germany was open and gave us an insight into, you know, the way that they collaborate, and they're quite a big company. And so we could kind of see how they operate, and we're diving a little bit into, you know, how cleaning products are made, how the electronics and cleaning products were made, and the future of cleaning through technology. Who really gets excited about these opportunities, of course, you know, like startups or student teams or like individuals, who are looking to share their story, who are looking to get exposure. So usually these types are easy, more impressed by us, and actually also surprised. They are surprised that Ultim is doing something like that, and that makes me proud of, you know, what we're doing, because, you know, it's something that that not every company is doing, but clearly is a brand statement from our side, you know, that this is something that's important to us. We want to invest in that, and we're passionate about what those people are doing. So,
and then I think one thing that's a really interesting opportunity for engineers who might be viewing this series is they might get exposed to a piece of technology that they had no idea was even possible or existed. Because, you know, I think we both mentioned light matter, which is, you know, optical computing. And that is something that, you know, if you're in the research community, maybe you've been doing this for the past, you know, however many decades, you're intimately familiar. But if you're working as an engineer at a company, or maybe you're an entrepreneur, or you're just, you know, looking for that next big thing, you know, this might show you that. You never know where those ideas are going to come from.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So that's where that inspiration part comes in, right? Like, how can I think out of the box to change the way I think, you know, about certain approach, you know? Sometimes, you know, I'm a creative, I'm sure, you know, even though more analytical, many engineers are also, you know, seeing themselves as creatives. And sometimes, you know, when we want to, you know, kind of break out or think outside of the box, you know, we might want to embrace a different angle and things. So that's where I think what I hope we can get across as well through the people that we get in front of the camera, that they might share a piece of advice or an inspirational story for people to just, you know, tweak their knobs in their minds a little bit.
So what are some of the reactions or recognition you've received, maybe from the audience or from the broader community, whether it's engineering or non-engineering?
Yeah, so we see in the comments, you know, that this is something that people respond to positively, that take something away from it, that they find inspiration in that, but also that they learn something. And we have also won awards, two Stevie Awards and one Video Award, and that's thanks to our great team. You know, we're working together with an award-winning filmmaker. His name is Patrick Shan. We're working with David Jennings, who is doing our customer success video edits, and a great team behind us. You know, that do the graphic design and the writing and all that. So I'm proud to be working with such a team, you know, that allows us to produce such high quality, you know, content. And it's the way it's received. I hope it's received the way that we intended, and from what we see, you know, that is the case.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, with this kind of series, you know, with it being produced by a company that's, you know, selling a product, I don't think that so many organizations might be willing to look at it the way you see it, as, you know, storytelling and inspirational. I think they might immediately say, oh, this is a software company making this. This is just, you know, marketing fluff. And, you know, it's really being seen as like a legit, you know, documentary series kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we kind of branded ourselves that way.
So yeah.
Stories, you know, it's pretty obvious that that's a company doing that, and that puts some limitations on us, of course. You know, I mean, you know, not everybody wants to endorse another company, or not ever, you know, there's like a corporate interest in that, it gets a little bit harder to get your foot into certain doors. But we do it intentionally, because, you know, we say we are celebrating engineering, and we are Ultium. That's who we are, and those are our stories, and we're proud of our customers and what they create. And yeah, I mean, you know, it's we don't need to hide that or anything. We're pretty bold in showing who we are and showing who our customers are and what we do together.
I think it's also really a testament to the culture at Altium, because like you would never see like a Microsoft stories or something like that, you know, unless they were going to like try and broadcast it during the Super Bowl. But yeah, you would never see that kind of thing from a lot of other companies. I think that the culture just doesn't support that kind of effort.
Yeah, I need to also say, you know, it doesn't only help us. It doesn't only allow us to show the world who we are as a brand. You know, it also helps us internally. You know, the employees, everybody who works at Altium sees those stories and sees what impact, you know, we actually make. So, you know, it resonates on many, not only for our external audiences, but also, you know, internally, people see a value in that. So that's another reason, you know, why we want to keep producing those stories, because, you know, it helps the corporate culture, the company culture internally, as well as, you know, our community. So
that's interesting. I didn't necessarily think that employees might see this and get excited, but now that I'm thinking about it, that actually makes a lot of sense. Employees might see this and say, wow, that's really cool. I didn't even know people were using our software for that. So what is your vision for the series long term? You know, this has been going on for a while and there are so many great episodes on the channel, but I'm wondering what's next.
More stories. Definitely. You know, we want to change the format. We want to evolve the format. You know, we depend a lot on, you know, on the feedback from our audience, but we want to evolve it into something new. You know, we want to go with the times and with also where the industry is going. You know, so yeah, I mean, there might be some changes in kind of the format of it, but I think whatever we do, the essence of it will never change. And I think that's kind of my mission, is to keep it true to the essence, is keep it educational, keep it inspirational, keep it about the impact that the technology makes. And in whatever way we do this, you know, we want to make sure that this brings value to our audience and that we tell these stories in the most authentic way that we can.
That's so great to hear. And I hope everyone that's out there watching on YouTube and listening on audio, you'll go over to YouTube and look up Altium Stories and watch some of these episodes. I think they're so well done. You could see the same quality on Netflix. That's how well they're done. This is not some guy walking around with a smartphone. Okay. So I hope everyone understands and goes and checks all this stuff out. Ben, thanks so much for being here. This has been a real treat.
Thank you, Zach, for having me. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to share about Altium Stories.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. To everyone that's out there watching and listening, we've been talking with Ben Kitzinger, producer and director of Altium Stories. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the like button. You'll be able to keep up with all of our podcast episodes and tutorials as they come out. And last but not least, don't forget to subscribe to Altium Stories and don't stop learning. Stay on track and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody.